Howdy, partner. It's spooky.
Woonies Roundup. Come on, something. I think Vominos. I don't know.
Vominos?
Dominos. Fresh garlic crust. this is C-Max. And the Creek. The Creel House. Live from the Creel House. The Galactic Republic. Under attack. General Grievous and his fleet. Persistent in command. Sorry. We've been watching a lot of Clone Wars, but we are a matrimony of madness. We dated on Halloween. We got married on Halloween. And we spend all of our days talking about all things spooky. We're a family-friendly podcast with all the blood and guts. And whether it's your first time listening or you're a frequent listener, we want to thank you for taking a stab at it. I want you to explain to everyone why my back is going to be broken this episode carrying your irritable butt.
Because I didn't do any news research.
What else?
What do you mean?
So.
What do you mean, what else?
She's irritable that she has to do a group project.
Okay, let me just. Fine. I'll go on this tangent since you want me to go on this tangent.
No, I just think.
Nope, I'm going to go on it. No. All right, guys. If you guys.
In our personal lives, you won't say it.
Nope. Oh, no, I've said it. We've literally had this conversation, I think, the other day. If you guys are on an online class. You know what? Let me just start over. If any of our listeners are professors of online classes.
Online. On the gram.
On the gram classes. Do all of your students a favor and refrain from doing group projects. Because it's literally impossible. Not impossible. It's you're setting your kids up to fail. Basically, online project. First of all, as we all know, group projects in general are atrocious and they suck. Nobody likes them.
They're bad.
And they suck. Nobody, I don't know one single person in my entire life that enjoys group projects.
Ooh-wee, I love group projects.
Except for the one person who just does group projects because they like to have other people do their work for them.
Yeah, those people definitely like the group projects.
I hate group projects. And now, as an almost 33-year-old.
Almost.
I'm in a group project for a dumb class. That I don't even know why. It's really dumb. I don't even think you took this class when you were in this coursework.
I don't remember group projects.
It's stupid. So now I'm trying to coordinate with other 30-year-olds who have lives and work and have families and all this junk to try to coordinate something to do an assignment that's like a 8-page project. And then I looked it up. It's worth like 5 points.
Oof.
Like, just
take just, the zero.
I'm tempted just to do it myself and see what happens if I get half credit.
Well, I mean, you've already booked the meeting, so she's a little bit irritable because she has to do that.
I'm hungry.
And she's hungry. I didn't know that.
I'm hungry because it's getting close to dinner time and I haven't really eaten much.
The podcast unveils many things to me that I don't know in natural conversation, which is why I probe. Because, yeah.
Why do I want to be in a group project when all I want to do is finish my cat game?
Yeah, she just wants to finish her cat game that I already finished. That I have to watch her play and I just don't say anything. You guys know how it is. Anyways, if you're jacked up, you know what gets me jacked. Sorry.
Can I have a sip of that, please?
You sure can. Please don't drink it all. I think it's potentially my last one.
Really?
Yes.
What about the ones on the counter?
Okay, there's the ones on the counter, but not
that
flavor.
Oh, you mean this flavor is your last one.
So for those of you who haven't listened before, we are a horror podcast, as we mentioned. We've got a pretty... What did you just do? You spit it out? You spit the flavor?
I literally didn't spit anything out. The nectar of the gods, dude? It's not even our desk. Why would I spit out?
What are you doing?
I slurped in because it was very sour and I was not expecting that taste.
You sip.
It was like a...
Oh, my dude, you're...
No, I sipped it, and then I went...
What a start!
I sipped it, and I went... Because it was sour and I wasn't expecting it.
Ugh. My gosh. So, yeah, she's been playing Stray, which I have beat. Great game. I'd say like a 9 out of 10. I loved it. If it would have went a little bit longer, I think it would have been too long. The end, which I'm not going to spoil. The end is good. The end, the thing you have to do to get to the ending was a little underwhelming. I've already told Spooky all this. And so for video game enthusiasts out there, please go listen to Not Sponsored, my best friend, our best friend, friend of the show, David's podcast, Suplex the Sticks. They talk about all video games. I'm sure they're going to talk about it, even though everybody's been playing Power Wash Simulator, apparently.
Oh, my God. There is a scary spot, though, during Stray.
There is, yeah, but like, I'm not going to.
No. I'm not fishing. I'm just saying there is a spooky spot. And I was like, oh, my God, what the heck? Yeah, I didn't say what the heck. I said a bad word.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing is just playing some video games. Are we not going to have, we're not, no episode next week? Hello?
I
don't do this by myself. I do it with you.
No, I mean, probably no episode next week.
Okay, so no episode next week. We did not have an episode last week. This isn't.
But it's not a plan. This is not a planned podcast, as you guys know.
Yeah, it's not weekly. It's a podcast.
Yeah, so.
It's a podcast.
So if there's an episode next week, cool. If there's not, then cool.
It's not our job. We do it for fun. We do it to find joy and give you guys some joy. And we always let you know if there's not going to be an episode, so that way you don't go searching for one. Last week, there just wasn't much really to go over, and we've kind of made that bond where if there's not much content, we're not going to force an episode and force you guys to listen to it because you expect a certain, you know, you expect a certain quality.
It's true. There was something that happened last week, though,
I'm sure we'll get into it.
No,
we won't.
No, because I didn't. What I was going to say was there was something that happened last week that I wanted to talk about this week, and I totally forgot what it was. And I was like, oh, I'll just save it for next week.
Well, you have a $600, if not more, iPad, and you have like a $100 pen. And so what you do is you actually take the pen off of the iPad, and then you bring up your notes, and then you write it in like a little notepad on the iPad. And then you have it for when we record. You click that app again, and then you just pull it up.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I don't know if you knew that, but you could do that.
Wow, I'll try that next time. Do you have any news?
I do have some news.
Okay, what do you got?
This is a big hitter, and we didn't talk about this because... If you guys don't know, we try not to talk about much horror stuff unless it's plans or things of that nature. Also, we're not going to have an episode next week because we're going to see Rage Against the Machine and Run the Jewels in North Carolina on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's also why we're not having an episode next week.
I didn't address it. This concert has been canceled, I think, two or three times for an entire year. So 2 to 3 years due to COVID. So... That's why we're not going to have an episode next week. And it sucks, but it's almost at the point where it's like, let's just get this done. Because we were super excited about it when we bought the tickets. And now, August and September and October are typically stacked months for us. We've got stuff we need to do. So we're just going to go get this done. But I'm excited. I'm going to hang out with my brother and his girlfriend, Daniela. And it's gonna be fun. Anyways, now I bring it back to the newsies. Your number one pick last year was what? Do you remember?
Ooh.
Your number one thing that you were like, this was the number one for me. Our first ever episode, the pilot episode. Do you remember what your number one was?
I think it was Chucky.
It was Chucky. So did you know that Chucky season 2...
Has a release date. Yes.
What's the release date?
October 3rd?
Close.
October 2nd.
No.
October
5th. So... SDCC obviously is this week, and some horror news has come out of that. One of them, I think they announced it a little bit prior to, but one of them was that Chucky season 2, October 5th. There is a trailer 5 hours ago, of course.
Ah.
We missed it.
Of course.
I'd just watch it right now, but I don't want to get doxed. I don't want sci-fi to dox me.
Maybe we should do what everybody keeps saying we should do and what apparently... emails and ads keep telling us to do also is to video our podcast.
Oh, we just keep getting, people keep telling us to video it?
Yeah, and so do, like, ads, and I keep getting emails about it. Do video podcasting, so then you can do more with your audience, and so we could just pull it up and just do, like, a live reaction.
I mean, you're right. They're not wrong. However, we still live in my mother's house. We're in my mother's den with American Eagles everywhere, and I don't mean the clothing company. I mean legit.
The clothing company.
Legit. American Eagles.
That's true.
And my mom's wreath that she makes. We call this the sweatshop because my little sister works and sells cards, which are pretty cool. So, yeah, I don't know if videoing... I don't know if this really fits the mold.
No, it doesn't.
Fits the mesh.
Maybe we will want to get once our house is done.
Of what we're going for? I definitely think when we name our cool den that we're going to make for the podcast, whatever we name that, I guarantee when that's up, we could video, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I don't. That's not going to work. It's not going to work.
No.
So you have no news at all?
No, I have no news.
The lots of release dates, I guess, because of SDCC. You and your mom, your beloved Anne Rice novel. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is where you got confused. Interview with the Vampire, the AMC series.
Yep.
Directed, created by Rollin Jones, October 2nd.
Ooh, that's exciting. I did not know about that, actually.
You so didn't know about that?
No, I knew about the show, but I didn't know the release date. So that's exciting.
Yeah, a lot of stuff over the, like, nothing I feel like for the past 2 weeks other than a couple trailers. But then a lot this weekend because...
SDCC.
Yeah. Todd McFarland, according to Bloody Disgusting from SDCC, Todd McFarland has a big Spawn announcement in October. Ooh. So it's an announcement of an announcement.
Okay. Nice. All right. Announceception.
It's an announcement of an announcement. Andrew Lincoln, good old Coral.
Good old Coral.
Good old Coral's dad. And Danai, I always butcher her name. I'm so sorry. Danai Gurria, I think. Gurria. I always butcher it. I always call her Danai G. It's she plays Michonne.
Yes.
She's also in Black Panther. There is going to be a Walking Dead limited series in, I believe, 2023. Six episode series in 2023. Scott Gimple, who served as the showrunner on the old show, mm-hmm. when it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think you call this current show like the same show. Almost.
I don't even know what's going on, honestly. I don't even know the characters or anything.
So they're coming back. Honestly, I say put a dagger in it. That's just my opinion.
I say just kill it.
It's interesting because if you go... I can't think of something that has died as gradually as this. And what I mean by that is first... what?
Just that.
First episode of The Walking Dead. Or, sorry. First season of The Walking Dead. I remember we lived here when you first came down.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you have to watch the show. And I was like, zombies are stupid. And you were like, if you want to date me, you have to watch the show. I almost think that's what you said. Even though you had already moved here.
I probably didn't.
You're like, I'll go back.
I would have gone back.
And so I watched it, and Walking Dead season 1 is pretty close to perfect TV.
It was really good.
Season 2 is really good. Season 3 is really good. It was really good, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was really great.
And then I love Negan. After Negan came onto the show, they couldn't do with Negan what they did in the book. Same thing with the governor. Governor was way more ruthless and sadistic in the comic books. And then after that, you see almost this wrestling fan kind of thing happen where more and more people each season then start to say, yeah, I think we need to can it. But a lot of the people right now saying to can it are people back then who are like, no, this show's amazing.
Yeah. Even,
you know what I mean? So it's like, I've been team can it for a long time.
So have I, yeah.
But now, the previous people with the pitchforks who are like, Walking Dead lives!
Yeah.
Don't open inside, or whatever. Those people are now like, can it? And then they're going back and deleting those old posts, I feel like.
Oh my gosh.
They're not doing that. I'm just being funny.
No, yeah.
I was making a joke. But, yeah, so will I watch it? Probably. But Scott Gimple, 6-episode series, 2023, with Rick and Michonne. He's coming back. And you know, I don't know. I love Rick.
Speaking of shows that keep coming back, American Horror Stories started this week.
Did not watch.
We did not watch it. The first episode was on the 21st, I believe it was, of this week. But apparently the first episode ended with some kind of connection to Coven.
That's, it's not time for that episode. We hinted it a couple days ago. Or a couple episodes. Last episode, right?
I don't know.
We skipped an episode for it. We're going to do an American Horror Story episode one day, and our best friend from the show, David, wants to be on it because my favorite is nowhere near everybody else's.
That's not true at all, actually. I know what your favorite because we had this conversation. But anyways, regardless...
Okay, my number two.
Regardless, number I'm just two. Saying it's interesting because I thought that these American Horror Stories were a total separate like
I got
thing.
You.
So the fact that... Now, I haven't seen it, so I can't say for myself if it's true, but there is huge speculation that it is connecting to Coven. At least that episode did. I don't know. Again, I haven't seen it. If you guys have seen it, let me know. But that was just something that I saw.
Yeah, TV kind of blew up. Like, we had nothing going on for a while, and then What We Do in the Shadows came out, Are You Afraid in the Dark came out, Resident Evil came out, which we have not watched yet. Like, a bunch of shows started coming.
Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere. Also, per Deadline... sorry. My foot's hurting. Per Deadline, Zach Galligan, who plays
Billy
in Gremlins...
Billy!
He's going to voice a new character in the show.
A new character in what show?
In Secrets of the Mogwai.
Oh, okay.
Because, obviously, Billy's not alive.
Right.
You know, the origin story.
Yeah, this is so far in the past.
But they brought him on to play a new character.
Because it's the voice.
Because I think it's cool.
I think it's cool. Yeah. And he's older, so it's not, you're not going to really tell.
He's not going to sound the same.
So that's cool.
Man, was Billy such a handsome kid, dude.
I know.
He really was. Like, it's like the perfect, like, I'm looking at him. Like, just look at that picture, dude.
I know.
Bye, Billy.
Bye, Billy.
Him and Phoebe Cates, like, Billy. That's stellar.
I know. I love that movie. It makes me so happy.
Don't know if... Is that a hot take?
What?
That casting is like two very beautiful people.
No, I don't think it's a hot take.
No hot take?
No, I don't think so.
I've been going through...
I feel like that era of actors and actresses were just really beautiful people.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff behind that for sure. Because a lot of them... ruined their bodies and their mind to get there. Yeah,
but
I'm 100%, 100%, I'm 100% with you on that.
So yeah, I mean, I don't think we need to force any like if you're like struggling to find news. I don't think
I'm not struggling.
Oh, okay,
I'm just SDCC happened. So before that, there wasn't really much. We'll talk. We have a couple Sinister Sneaks we're going to talk about. Can you guys hear Django?
Django's meowing at the door.
Can you guys hear Django? Yeah.
Hi, boy.
For a while, I thought I have... Remember when I told you I played Dead Space for the first time and I was hearing stuff afterwards?
Yeah, it was him.
After Stray, I thought, like, every time he meows, I think I'm hearing things.
Oh, my... Okay, so I thought I kept hearing him meow when I didn't realize that sometimes when you jump, your cat will meow by itself. And I thought it was him.
She's taking a hot pic for
I'm
the gram.
I'm taking a photo because it's funny.
So
this is his little face.
A Quiet Place Day One, which is the prequel to the first two Quiet Place movies.
Yep.
Which no spoilers, but it seems a little weird that that's the angle they're going. I know he's trying to build like a universe out of this.
Yeah.
And I've liked both movies, so I have nothing ill to say about it.
Yeah.
Got pushed all the way to March 8th, 2024. Supposed to come out next year. But it got pushed back. You guys know my theory on that. I can't say why because it is a Marvel spoiler. but I have theories
Yes, I think I mean, I'm reading your mind. I know what you mean.
I have theories as to why these keep getting pushed back, and you guys will see soon enough. Also, crazy, we're not going to talk about it, but crazy Marvel news over the weekend. Good gravy.
Yeah, if you're a Marvel fan, definitely, and you don't know, definitely go listen or go look that up.
Also, I don't know what episode it was, but do you remember? Do you remember we had the episode about August 5th being like just crazy? Yeah. So I'll end before we jump into Sinister Sneaks. I'll end with a couple of these. Resurrection, which if you guys remember, we did a Sinister Sneak on about the young lady who is dodging some traumatic event from her past, and then she sees the guy who's involved after like 20-something years later.
Men, yeah.
No, that's not Men.
No.
No. What am I Resurrection. About? I literally just said the name of it. I said the name of the movie.
Yeah, sorry.
That movie got pushed up. So that movie actually comes out July 29th, so next week.
Okay.
So definitely going to try to find a theater to see that next week. And then our review will be late. If we can get over there to see it. So for that, we apologize. But we'll have 2 weeks to kind of get... Maybe we'll watch Resident Evil. I don't even like saying that out loud.
Okay, I'm just going to go on and say we're not going to watch Resident Evil.
But if we do, hee hee ha ha.
Don't expect it, but...
Don't expect it. I do want to see Resurrection. So anyways, that got pushed up. August 5th. Bodies,
mm-hmm.
Prey,
mm-hmm.
And then them also got added, which is that the transgender LGBTQ with Kevin Bacon.
With Kevin Bacon, yes.
That got added. I think it's coming out on Peacock. So that's going to be a huge...
I thought it was Amazon Prime, but it could be Peacock.
I believe it's Peacock. Don't hold me to it. Sorry for the Creole House chair creak. I have gout and I'm fixing my foot. So that got added. So that's going to be... That episode's going to be nuts. That's going to be a crazy episode.
Yeah,
it's literally just going to be us reviewing three movies, films, and I might implode. Especially if Prey is bad.
Oh, God, yeah.
God help us. True. So I've been talking a lot, so that's going to bring us over to the Sinister Sneaks. We've got two...
You were right.
What was... Oh, Peacock?
Yeah.
We've got two heavy hitter Sinister Sneaks.
Heavy hit.
That we both saw... I mean, they existed.
Uh-huh.
But we both saw... During Jordan Peele's Nope. So I'm going to let you talk a little bit because I feel like I've talked a lot. I'm going to hit you with,
mm-hmm.
We saw the first Sinister Sneak we want to talk about is Don't Worry, Darling.
Yes.
By director Olivia Wilde.
Yes.
Hit me.
So it has your girlfriend.
Florence.
Florence Pugh. How do you say her last name?
Yeah, that's another like Neve Campbell kind of one.
I'm just going to say Florence Pugh because I don't know how to say her last name.
I like it.
And it's also got Harry Styles. It's got Chris Pine. Oh, it's got so many people in it.
Talk about handsome men and handsome women.
Yeah, it's just got a bunch of beautiful people in it, honestly. And it's set in this ideal.
50s.
Okay, 50s. Yeah, 50s era. Ideal. Suburbs, I guess. Definitely Stepford Wives feel. And it's weird because it kind of does like a zoom out. And it looks like it's set up on top of somewhere isolated. It's isolated somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to see like the wives are very Stepford Wives-ish. Mm-hmm. Like they just basically do what the husbands want. Yada, yada,
and we'll
yada.
Say that a lot because it's just the perfect, like, there's no other... Know.
I mean, Stepford Wives literally was the groundbreaking.
It built this.
It did.
Yeah.
So you see throughout the trailer that Florence's character, she starts to realize things are wrong. And there's like, before that, like, the ground starts to shake and things are happening. And one of the wives is like, oh, well, the boys are at work. So it's like the guys are doing something while they're away from the house. We don't know what. But then Florence's character starts realizing stuff. Like she's cracking an egg and like nothing comes out of it. She starts like, and then she starts to like, I don't want to say like kill herself or anything, but she like does like I think she's trying to like feel something. Mm-hmm. So like she like saran wraps her face. There's one part where she's at a dance studio and she sees somebody like smashing her face into a mirror, and we don't know if she's envisioning this or if she's starting to hallucinate. There's one part where like her house like smushes her up against the a window. It's just all kind of crazy. So anyway, so she starts to be like, this isn't what we think it is, yada yada yada. She tries to convince the other women, and I think at one point she like drives away in her car, and there is like an over like an observatory thing that she ends up walking up to, and I don't know if she's gonna jump off of it or what. It just kind of cuts, but that's basically it.
There's also a part at a dinner party where she realizes everybody met everyone the same way.
Yeah,
a ticket fell out. He charmingly picked up the ticket and
gave
it back.
Yeah.
So there's something.
And she calls them out, and like the leader of the men, which I think is Chris Pine's character. Mm-hmm. He kind of not controls everything. Maybe he controls everything. I don't know. Frank. So one of the other men kind of tried to put her in her place. And Chris Pine's character, Frank, was like, no, I'm kind of interested to hear what she has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Probably to see how much she knows.
Yeah, I think so, too. We saw Nope with best friend of the show, David, and he is a little frustrated because he feels if they keep doing different trailers that it's going to give everything away.
I agree, because yeah. I saw a different trailer when I saw Where the Crawdads Sing.
Okay.
I saw a different trailer than what we saw.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, okay. Oh, so when you saw Where the Crawdads Sing, there was a different Don't Worry, Darling.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, there was a different version of it. Yeah. Kind of the same, basically the same scenes and stuff, but there were a few extra scenes that I saw.
And that's the issue with, and a lot of people don't agree with me, that's the issue with Old.
Yeah, oh, God.
Way
I agree.
Too much.
I agree.
I was able to piece so much together when things started happening.
All the trailers. That's my issue with trailers, honestly.
I get the need for promotional materials. I get the need for marketing. I just think, I don't know, man. I'd love to see the data on, do we need 4 trailers to really kick this into gear?
Yeah.
You know, I just.
I feel like you don't.
SDCC, you get a lot of teaser trailers, right? Mm-hmm. I think after that, you get a full-blown trailer and that's it.
And that's it. I agree. You get a teaser trailer and a full trailer and that's it. You don't need 3 full trailers
because,
of different things.
Because spoiler alerts for Spider-Man No Way Home, fast forward 30 seconds from when I say now after this to make sure you don't get any spoilers. The word now is being said, so now. It was truly given away that there were multiples when they released another trailer and they had to edit stuff out of it. But on the Portuguese trailer, they forgot to edit the character out, but they didn't edit the scene. So there were physics happening in a certain area on the screen and people are like, there's another person fighting in the scene. Granted, you could blame someone in the editing room, but if they stopped making people were already gonna go see that movie.
Just stop.
We're in.
You don't need multiple trailers.
Spider-Man's my guy. As a woman who casually likes Spider-Man, you're going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just
you're there.
It's just weird to me because there are some movies who don't overdo the trailers.
I think Disney Plus stuff does really well, in my opinion. Like Kenobi, did they really hit you with 1,000 Kenobi trailers, or was it just the one?
No, there were.
Were
like,
there?
There were, I think, 2. There was a teaser trailer, and then I think there
were
2.
I'm okay with that.
No. There was a teaser trailer, and I think 2 full-length trailers.
Hmm. I'm not sure.
Because we missed one, remember?
I didn't watch any of them. Before we watch that show.
Yeah, well, so that's the other thing is we just avoided it because we knew we were going to see it.
But for example, we haven't watched it yet. Apparently, the Black Panther 2 trailer slaps. We don't need another one.
Yeah, people are going to see it.
We don't need more.
We don't need more because then you're going to just ruin.
If you're taking social integration data, doing hashtags and on a scale ranking what people think of it. You can put comments, I feel like, into four categories.
Yeah.
You know, super excited, you know, excited, casual, hate it. You know, whatever. I could develop a system right now.
Yeah. But same with go ahead.
You take that data and boom.
Yeah.
You're good.
But same with that Smile movie. We don't need another trailer to show that movie.
No, I don't.
If you show me another trailer, you're going to give me too much information. Same with that Airbnb movie, Barbarian. Yeah. You give me another trailer.
We had to mention that.
I'm just saying, if you give me another trailer that shows me different scenes, I'm going to start piecing the whole thing together.
I'm already piecing out.
Especially when it comes to horror movies. It's so easy if you give too much information to put it all together.
Also, shout out to Nick yesterday. My best friend, Nick. He goes, hey, so you know, I think he made a birthday joke or he said something about, oh, because they went to the Springs today.
Mm-hmm.
And another one of my, it's not a fear, it's just rationale, y'all. You don't swim in a spring when there's alligators in it.
Yeah, I don't swim in springs.
So he's like, hey, man, you want to go to the Springs with us tomorrow and then take off Monday and we'll go stay in an Airbnb? And I'm like, I didn't even respond. I just was quiet. He thought it was funny.
That all sounds terrible. No thanks.
That sounds horrible.
No thanks.
While, I don't know. I don't know. All right, so Don't Worry, Darling, September 23rd.
Looks good. I'm ready for it.
We'll be in Alabama.
We will be in Alabama.
So we'll have to, unfortunately, I won't get to see it with my peeps, but we'll probably have to go see it in Alabama.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. September 23rd, Don't Worry, Darling. All right, so our second Sinister Sneak, because we've got a review to do, was the big one. I think it was like a week ago. I think it was about a week ago that it came out. And that is Halloween Ends. I feel like I've been talking a lot. You summed everything up with the Don't Worry, Darling, so that's why I just added the one scene at the table.
Yeah, so you didn't talk a lot. Yeah. I talked the whole time.
So I am... You are my scream queen.
Cream.
You are my... Anytime I try to be romantic and I know it's cheesy, you see my body shuts down. I can't... I'm incapable of cringe. That's my built-in mechanism. That's why at the end of Quiet Place, we talk about it when she cocks the gun.
Oh, my God.
I die a little.
That's so dumb.
I either flatline a little bit or a year or some part of my life expectancy has been cut.
Maybe,
it's one of the two
maybe
that
that's
happens.
Where your gray hairs come from.
It is.
It's all the cringe.
So what I was trying to say is, as I touch your thigh, you are my scream queen. You're the slasher queen. I love horror stuff, but you are the aficionado as far as really, really finding that passion and really liking it. We haven't talked about it yet. We didn't review Halloween Kills because we hadn't started the podcast yet, right? But people know how we feel about it.
Correct. Because it did not make our list. Or
it
no.
Did, it didn't.
No, it didn't make it. No. It didn't
I
make,
don't think it did.
I don't think. It did not make our list.
Yeah. It didn't make the list. You just made the list.
It didn't make our end of the year list.
Yes. People are aware. We don't have to get into it.
No.
So, Halloween Ends. Jamie Lee personally has said, I'm done.
Correct.
There is no more for me.
Correct.
Which is scary. Scary that she's not involved, but scary that she said for me as if there could be more. And it's like, for the love of God, please.
Yes.
So, give me your thoughts.
So... what's weird to me is a couple of things. The trailer that we saw was a lot of him and her and their...
Red band trailer, by the way.
Because they said a bad word.
Said a wordy dirt.
They said a wordy dirt. And I even was like, I asked C-Max, I said, was it a red band trailer just because she said the word? And he's like,
they're
yeah.
Also, did they show... Sorry to spoil your dialogue. Did they show him, brutally killing anybody? Because that would also make it red band. Don't Worry, Darling.
Maybe I'm just...
She puts the saran wrap around her face, which is indicative of suicide, but it's like, that's not red band level.
Well, in the trailer that I saw, it doesn't show her do that. It shows her ripping it off.
Okay. Because what was Where the Crawdads, what was it rated?
PG-13, I think.
No, rated R, right?
Maybe.
You can, I believe, you guys in the comments, tell me if I'm wrong. I believe you can only show a Red Band trailer if the movie you're going to see is rated R.
Maybe.
You can't show a Red Band trailer for
Minions. No, God, no. No. You cannot.
For Minions.
But for Minions.
Mini Boss!
For Mini Boss. So, but maybe it does show him stabbing somebody. I'm so desensitized to that. I don't even notice it happening anymore, which is kind of bad, probably. But the trailer itself was a lot of their relationship. It showed flashbacks of them in the past. Mm-hmm. And there was one part in the trailer where she, like, opens the door, I think, and then he's right there and she, like, gets him or vice versa, mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, here's my thing. Mm-hmm. When Jamie Lee announced that this is it, no more, yada, 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 I was like, thank the Lord Almighty, this is going to be it.
Yahweh, Yahweh. Okay, sorry.
So, I was like, okay, I'm in. And the trailer would be indicative of that, mm-hmm. would show, okay, this is a relationship. You know, it's ending. Okay, perfect. However, that news source that we saw, I think last week, when it said it's kind of disassociated from it or not.
I don't know.
It's that. That's what worries me. Because if it's just going to basically erase everything that just happened or create its own little story just for it to end, like it's like a one-off. If it's like a one-off movie just so Jamie can like die or just for
her so Lori could die.
For Lori to die. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
I do know what you
I'm
mean.
I'm gonna hate that. That's gonna be dumb.
I don't think that's what it is.
I'm not gonna like it. They I don't think, need to it, end
the it's the trilogy of these movies. It's Halloween, the first one.
Yeah.
78.
And then Halloween.
And then it's these three movies.
Kills, Halloween. Okay. Yeah. So.
They're all. This is not separate from.
Then I don't understand what that other thing was. Because that came from somebody. I can't. And of course, I don't have my sources in front of me. But that came from somebody on the set. Either the director or Jamie Lee herself or somebody said it.
So I don't understand how that could be because Officer Hawkins is in this as himself older. Lindsay Wallace is still in this as
herself. Yeah, it's all the same people.
Her granddaughter Allison's still in it. Yeah. So I don't either.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people are told to put things off the scent.
I'm honestly...
The blurb for this movie is that it's actually a little bit more later than you think.
So what has he been doing? Just standing in that room the whole time? Like, I don't understand. Just go...
You've
like,
been listening to me make fun of the Clone Wars things too much. What's he doing? Standing in that room the whole time?
I don't understand. Well, it's because I'm looking at this house across the street. This house looks like the Myers house.
That's how I said it should end. Everybody just leaves Haddonfield. There's not that many people. You just leave.
I mean, have you seen it on Halloween? It's popping.
Take it to the next available city in Illinois. How far is Chicago? Chicago's probably crazy awesome.
Just take it away
Milwaukee.
From... Just take... Literally...
I know that's a different state, but they're all there.
Listen, I feel like if you just take those people and move it maybe like 10 blocks, let him have his own sector.
What if he just kills everyone in the world?
Not just Haddonfield, but the world?
The world.
All right.
What if the shape takes its true Super Saiyan essence and wipes everyone? How mad would people really be?
I mean, I would think that was hilarious.
Exactly. I mean, we're taking it to those kind of levels, so let's just... We've taken Michael Myers to that
thing.
Level.
Here's my
he
other
fought Busta Rhymes.
Here's my other thing. They've
we gotta get to our review.
They've already made a huge point that you can't kill him.
Can't.
So what are they gonna do?
You put lock him in the house and you put him in
jail. Put him in jail. What is happening?
That's the song. They take the whole that sound from Into the Spider-Verse. Whoever made that sound is awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
What's up, Danger?
What's up, Danger?
That sounds so cool.
That's pretty great.
I asked my little brother how to make that, and we're gonna put it in a theme song or an outro song. Mwah.
That's just gonna be what you hear before our spoiler reviews.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Mwah.
But it's just gonna be your voice doing it.
That's fair too.
All right, into our spoilers. Mwah.
So that's Halloween Ends. Man, we'll have lots to say when it comes October 14th. All right, so we are going to jump into our review of Jordan Peele's Nope. Probably one of the most anticipated movies of the year for a lot of people, I guess, even if you don't like horror stuff. Would you agree to disagree?
I would actually probably disagree if they don't like horror stuff, because all of my friends who don't like horror stuff are not watching this because they're scared.
Okay, fair. It's well, we'll get into that. Came out July 22nd, came out this weekend. Short blurb, you guys have seen the trailers. You got two siblings who live out on a ranch. Crazy stuff starts happening. We get some wind of extraterrestrials, and then, you know, we start okay corralling this dude.
Horses.
Okay corralling this bad boy.
Arm inflatable. What are they
called? Wacky
flatable, inflatable, arm flailing. I'm playing
too, man. Yeah, I always come in with the confidence that I'm going to nail it, and then I don't.
I love them. They're my favorite.
So, we're going to hit you guys with a non-spoiler review first. I feel like a lot of... Django's still out there.
He's still standing at the door. I feel like a lot
of you who want to see it have seen it, but we're going to do a non-spoiler review for those who haven't seen it. Go ahead.
A non-spoiler?
I'm always going to flip to
a non-spoiler?
First. Yes.
Okay,
you get me motivated and you get me going.
So just how I feel about it non-spoily.
Yeah. If you had to write a paper about it but you couldn't give any spoilers, what would you say?
I would say that, okay, I have something that's not spoily that...
I don't know with how much aggression you're coming out with. I don't know if that's the starting point. So let me know if you need me to start this.
Okay.
You let me know. You just came in super aggro.
Well, because I was like, I never know how to start these. And then I was like, wait, there is something that I was like a little disappointed with.
Okay, so let me start.
But it's not spoily.
I'll start and then you add on.
Okay.
So there is a lot of things to unpack in this movie as far as social contexts, taboos, hidden meanings, different interjections. I feel like I'm not saying he should, so I don't want to get doxxed or canceled, but he stepped away. Get Out and Us are very big on how horrible white America can be. Would you agree or disagree?
Get Out, yes. Us, I feel like was
not... He did step away a little bit, but it's still heavy in there.
It was heavy in there, yes. However, it ended up being... all racial.
Yeah, 100%. It was very a creative pull on that.
Because in the beginning, yes, but then it ended with every race.
And then he wasn't 100% involved with Candyman, but Candyman obviously was.
Well, that's always been a racial thing.
Yeah, you're right. White people are the worst in Candyman. So this movie, he made a decision to step away. There were some racial overtones in there, but he took... And we'll unpack it. He probably came out of his comfort zone a little bit and stepped away and started focusing on different social taboos and inconsistencies and kind of just hilarious things we do as humans. And that was very, especially I've been dealing with randomly a lot this week. So I was really excited for him to go about these in a different way. Because you walk into a Jordan Peele movie, you're like, man, white people are awful. I'm awful. My ancestors fought in the Union, and I still feel like I'm awful sometimes. So it was selfishly a breath of fresh air for me that we got to see him tackle other issues, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel some of the cuts were phenomenal as far as there's an underlying story that they make reference to over and over again that happened a while back, and they keep making these cuts to it. Like, it'll be in the middle of a conversation, someone's talking, and then they cut to something that happened in the past.
Yeah, that was cool.
Very, very smooth.
That
very
was
smoothly
cool because
done.
It left the viewer still wanting more about mm-hmm. that story, mm-hmm. and it's like, how are these connected? Mm-hmm. Like it made you. What was so great about this movie is you feel like you know what's going on, and then you're like, wait a second,
you don't.
This is not. Wait a second, which is a lot of his movies, honestly. But this one, I think. It does more of a job of making you think you know what's going on. Because you're
so
like,
too.
I know, this is easy. I know what's going on.
Because,
like, Get Out and Us, you're like, I really don't know what's going on.
Get Out is still not as great as it is to everybody else. Because for some reason, I pegged that movie like 10 minutes in. I knew everything. And people are like, no, you didn't. I promise you, it was this random moment of clarity where I literally knew everything that was going on. So it was like a book had been... It was like I got spoilers. I got dirt sheets, basically, in my own brain.
Well, for an average viewer...
For an average viewer, Get Out's
this,
like a, you know,
yes,
best movie ever.
Yes, but this movie, for an average viewer, I feel like they would be like, oh, I totally know what's going on. I totally know what's going on. Wait a second. And then something else happens. You're like, what the heck is going on?
It was marketed very well. I mean, we've talked about marketing a lot in this podcast. Marketed very well. And the marketing leading into the movie, it did a really good job of not giving anything away. And we have to tread around that fact because we have to get into a spoilery discussion to really go into mm-hmm. the theme. Because I don't even want to ruin themes for people. I feel like you've got to go and see it.
Yeah.
If I tell you five themes that he tackled and they haven't seen it yet, you know, they go into the movie.
Well, no, that spoils. Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking 100%. At different things. The acting was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Acting was
per
great.
Per usual. Kiki, who played Emerald, was hilarious. And she was like, it was refreshing to me because she was like just enough cringe to where it was tolerable, but didn't, because I'm the king of cringe. I hate it.
But she does such a good job because her cringe was little sister cringe.
Yeah,
and
it
that's
was.
What she is.
And I have two little sisters.
She's his little sister.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Not like little, like 12-year-old. She's, I mean, an adult. But that relationship that they have, her cringiness came from that.
Yes.
And that's what I liked about it.
You have Otis, her big brother, who you guys see in the trailer a lot. He was the main character in Get Out, played by Daniel Kaluuya. And then our boy Glenn, Steven Yeun.
Dude.
As Ricky Jupe.
Ricky Jupe.
Ricky Jupe. Yeah, great acting, great cast. They all played their role.
Who was the guy? Who's the Fry's Electronics guy?
The Fry's Electronics guy was Angel.
What was
played by Brandon Perea.
Okay. I feel like he did a great job, too.
I feel like every character mattered.
Yeah.
In what we were trying to do. And when I go back through Jordan Peele's catalog... That's pretty consistent.
Absolutely.
Every character, there's no shoo-in character unless that's a point he's trying to make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So every character really played their part well. A lot of different dichotomies of people, and you're bringing them together. The cinematography with the let's call it extraterrestrial stuff was great.
We'll say the unknown.
Cinematography for The Unknown was great.
Yeah, the shots were done really well.
Shots were done well.
How do you think about the pacing?
I definitely think in the beginning... So, there's also almost like a book chapter element where there's words that show up on the screen that separate each chapter. I am a big fan of that. I feel like... I really liked how... I'm gonna step away, but in the Snyder Cut... of the Justice League, I liked how that was in
I
there.
Love it. I love
because then you can separate
that.
Yourself, you know.
Yeah.
I like when movies try to follow the book chapter kind of
I feel like when they do that, when they put up like a title of that chapter, we'll mm-hmm. just call it, I feel like it does a good job at giving you a good point of where your brain should be. Like in the Snyder Cut, or even in this movie.
No, that makes
it
sense.
It gives... Now, we know what the... No sport. I'm not going to say what...
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what the chapters are called, but we knew what they were called, so we can kind of go in knowing, okay, this is going to be about this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Every character was great. The themes that were tackled were great. How it all wrapped up. You asked me about the pacing. How it all wrapped up, I felt, was really well, because there's always, Jordan Peele's always going to give you like an ambiguous type of, let your thoughts carry you.
Yes.
You home. Pacing was a, so pacing, for those, if you're tired, I'd say do not go see this movie.
I would agree.
Because you really have to be locked in, because there's so much thrown at you, in the runtime with what's actually happening and with all the undertones that he's trying to throw in there in about 2 hours.
There's a lot going on. A
lot going on.
With what I feel like is slower pacing.
It's definitely slower paced. It's also not scary, everyone.
It's not scary.
It is a sci-fi thriller movie.
Yes, it is not as scary.
Man, if you can...
Can watch Jurassic Park, you can watch this movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or if you can watch Transformers, you can watch this movie.
I say redact the Transformers.
You're thinking of our kids, though, now, I feel like.
No. This is a little more intense than Transformers.
Okay, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park is... If you can watch... And this is not a spoiler, guys. The movie came out around when I was born. If you can watch a dude get eaten off a toilet... You can watch this movie.
Yes.
There was one scary scene.
Yes.
There's two scary scenes. And they're nowhere.
Yeah. There's...
And one of them is an ambiance horror thing. It's not, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of environmental
It's not really, yeah. And that part isn't really, like, scary. It just might make you be, like, maybe uncomfortable.
If you can watch War of the Worlds... With Tom Cruise.
I think that is way scarier.
I think it's way scarier too. I think so too. Maybe a hot take.
I think that is way... Yeah, I think that's way scarier.
Didn't say it was better.
No, I just said scarier. I think
it's scarier. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts or any other questions for me? Before we try to unpack?
I have a hot take that you're probably not going to agree with.
Sure.
I was very disappointed in the music.
The music doesn't stand out to me.
It didn't stand out to me at all. I wasn't a big fan of it. The sound effects of the unknown, I guess, and the sound effects that the unknown makes or whatever, without giving it away, were good. But as far as anything else, it was very lackluster to me, especially... Yes. Considering his other films. Now, granted, I'm very biased with his Us soundtrack.
For sure.
But comparing to his other films, this soundtrack to me was definitely just a little meh.
And so that could be because of everything else that's going on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I think it could... The music didn't really stand out to me either, but it could be because, you know, there's so much else going on.
I think that's it. I think we're good to go into our spoiler territory.
So we're going to go into Nope. There's a good amount to unpack, so we're going to unpack it as best as we can, staying within the time frame that's appealable to us and you guys. And Spooky's got an online meeting, and she's got to eat. So we actually have to be off this bad boy in like 20 minutes. So for that, we apologize. We should have done better at recording. But we're going to throw the little sound in. If you have not seen Nope, from Jordan Peele. Turn it off, go see it, and we'll see you back with us. I got five on it. Brum, 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 brum.
See, like that noise. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 just a ding, ding.
It's so
ding.
Good.
There's none of that in Nope. There's none of those little...
It's okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's okay.
It's not, though. It's okay. Because those little... Even, like, you know...
Okay, we got to be talking about Nope. You've got an online meeting in 20 minutes.
Fine, go ahead.
We can talk about Us another time.
No, go ahead. I was going to talk about a different movie. I wasn't going to talk about Us.
So here's the thing. I'm probably going to touch on a lot of the really... deep contextual themes, and I don't want to put you to sleep because I will. And I don't want to talk about them all day because for the average viewer, they don't care. So you hit me with all the spoiler stuff, let me interject, and then I'll hit some of the themes. I promise you it's the way to go.
Okay. I mean, I'm not just going to sit here and just say what the whole movie is. So basically,
what's the discussion?
I liked it. I really liked the, what?
You just start, it's just, there's so much to talk about in this movie, and you're like, you know what, I liked it.
Oh my gosh. You know what? You tell me to start.
You're right.
I'm going to start the way I want to start.
You're absolutely right.
So I really liked the movie. I liked how there is a huge backstory with his family, with the horses, the Hollywood thing.
Which is real, by the way.
Oh, his dad being...
Well, no, the horse actor
uh-huh.
in 1878, that is a real thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it dates back to 1878. The black actor on the horse reel is a real thing.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I like that.
But we never learned that in school.
No, we didn't learn that in school.
And I took film class.
I lived in California.
Yeah, I took film. So
I also took film class. None of that was in there.
Again, we're hitting on the racial tones.
Yeah.
We've never been taught that.
Yeah, we were never taught that. So I did like that. I really liked how, in the beginning, how it showed the guy doing the thing, that weird mirror thing to the horse. Don't put it in his eye because then it shows the eye. And that was later on, it was a huge thing about the thing in the sky or whatever.
They're also... the treatment of the horse staff who are there to provide safety to this actress that you think walks on water.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a big, oh, look who's... She had her own unveiling when she walked in. Look who's here, the actress. Yay! Yeah. And, the filmmaker's like, just kill me.
Yeah.
He's so apathetic about it.
Yeah.
And the on-set producer is like, oh, no, we're not going to take a break. We need to just do...
Yeah.
It just showed... And I don't think that was a racial thing. I think that was... a grunt worker type thing, not getting the being treated fairly, not being it happens that the Haywoods are black, but in reality, your grunt workers of the workforce and your performers who are really making it happen, they don't take you seriously at all.
No, they and they're just overlooked.
Yeah,
if they need a break, they don't get a break.
And then the horse almost kills somebody.
Yeah. So, but. I loved the relationship between M and Otis. I thought, their brother-sister relationship was really good, especially how in the beginning he was very much like, you're kind of a POS, like, get your crap together, you're just selling your side stuff everywhere.
Which, I think he was right.
I think he was right also.
They're also grieving.
They are, yeah. They are also grieving. So yeah, I liked the, I don't know, I'm having a hard time. I need you to just.
I think you're start. I think you're just staring at the time. I think that's what's going on. I think you're like.
Well,
you're
okay. Having, so you're I a need. I'm having. I also will. I'm just gonna be honest because nobody else is gonna be honest. Stuff like the racial stuff that's in there, I got, I understood all that. Mm-hmm. I feel like when the monster or whatever it is.
We're in the spoiler discussion. Just go
ahead and say it. I don't even know what it is. We don't know
so
what it is.
So it's not, as it's you not guys a, know, it's not a UFO.
It's not a UFO.
It's a predator.
Yeah. It's some,
it's a creature.
Yeah. It's some creature that ends up going around eating people or eating animals.
Everything, eating a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Eating a lot of stuff. What I thought was really cool, well, now I'm going off, but
no, it's okay.
What I thought was really cool
so here's
was
the thing.
Was I know what you're gonna say, so it's fine. I'm just gonna send it because I know we're low on time.
It's okay. No, we're not.
So when he was eating like the horses and everything, and then we found out that it was a predator, I was like, how does it poop then?
Yeah, I mean,
and then
that should bring the whole movie.
Huh?
That's your brain the whole movie. How's it poopy?
Well, yes. And then literally it goes over the house and literally poops blood so
literally,
everywhere.
Literally the beginning of the movie is it pooping.
It is. Because yeah. all the shards and stuff come out.
Shards and what else? Money.
Money.
Huge consumerism reference. The dad dies literally from money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. That's true. But I also really liked.
I just love thinking of my wife going, how's this thing poop, man?
What?
God dang it. You gotta have a reproductive system. I thought this was a flying saucer.
What if it's like digesting? I was like, where is it pooping? How is it digesting? And then it goes over the house and it's just blood gushing.
So do you think it pooped blood? Because it was actually sick, or to be like, that's a fun thing. That's like the weirdest fun thing to think about. Was it like, was it a you're in my territory, like a warning, or was it like, I'm sick, blood?
I don't think it was sick.
I just think it's fun to like,
I don't think the people made
no one's
it
talking
sick.
About that. So it's a fun thing on our podcast to talk about poop.
No, yeah,
Jordan Peele's Nope and poop.
I don't think it made it sick. I think what it was, I think it had so much because it literally ate that entire stadium.
Yeah, it did.
I think it ate so much of people and that it was digesting them.
No, I get you.
Over the house. And so they're bleeding all
I got you.
Over the house.
It positioned itself over the house on purpose. So I wasn't sure if you thought that was a...
I think the predator...
A rattlesnake will arch its back. A lion will get ready to pounce. Was that a...
I think he did it on purpose.
Yeah, get out.
Because he knew the... I say he. It knew. It knew that they were in the house.
I also... There's some things we haven't unpacked, but I like how... The reveal. I love that we thought this was aliens, and I love how people had these theories that were just not correct.
Yeah,
they thought Nope was not of planet Earth or something. And I love how we get a reveal that it's a predator, and then once the predator realizes it's being challenged, it goes into its full form.
Yeah,
It goes straight kaiju.
Yeah, it does go into full form. So that was kind of what I was like, I feel like I'm missing something.
Okay, so yeah, ask me.
So I feel like the form that it took place was something.
That it started, the saucer-looking form, or the full kaiju? We'll call it the kaiju because it's fun.
I feel like the kaiju form, the very elegant-looking, it was almost like a big jellyfish in the sky. Uh-huh. And it was it almost looked like it was made of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
So almost fragile and vulnerable, I feel like that symbolized something, and I couldn't figure out what it was.
So yeah, that's a good question. I personally don't think I don't think what it was made of, suggests any fragility. What I think the full unveil is it fully unveiled itself. Did it first fully unveil itself to that big giant, inflatable, or did it unveil itself?
No, it unveiled him. It unveiled
because people were looking it in the eye. It knew it was being challenged.
Yeah, it unveiled itself while they were doing their
thing. So I think the full unveil is the full presentation of, you're challenging me as a predator. Now, it's on like Donkey Kong. Now you're getting the full no mercy.
Yeah, well,
I'm territorial. I'm a predator.
I just wasn't sure if there was something else.
I think its eye... There was a lot of the looking in the eye. I think its eye represents a camera lens, which comes down to a lot of the themes going on in the movie as well. I think because it blinks its eye, its eye would do this, almost like a camera when you flash the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I took the two things from that was that I'm a predator, I'm being challenged, and now I was just doing my day to day, and now you're challenging me, so now I'm going full kaiju on you, and then I feel like the eye represents a camera, which comes down into one of the themes that I think he really explores, which is the consumerism and just the validation, turning everything into content. Everything in our lives we try to produce for mass content for money or validation.
Yeah,
I feel those were huge themes. Obviously, the TMZ guy.
Yeah,
as he's dying, can you video this? Can you
video this?
I feel like Jordan put that in there to really paint the picture for people who just weren't getting it.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna throw this guy in here so you guys truly get one of the themes I'm trying to explore. But even the Haywoods, they're a legacy family who their great-great-great grandpa, they make the joke. He says, he puts an extra, great, I don't great, remember. Great. He makes, you know, they're a he's the first actor ever, you know? And they have a legacy, and I think Otis struggles with trying to rebuild his dad's legacy, because they even say, well, he's not Otis Sr.
Yeah.
He's Otis Jr., and the guy's like,
oh, God. He even said, when he was selling the horses, that he said he was going to go buy them all back.
Which is interesting, because they're being slaughtered.
Well, yeah, they are.
So, we haven't talked at all.
But Otis didn't know that.
I know, we haven't talked about Ricky at all, which Ricky might be the most important character in the whole movie to me. But, yeah, does that answer your question about the UAP or whatever?
I mean,
I don't think there's,
you don't think
how fragile he was. I don't, because he's still terrifying. I don't think,
or even the fact that he chose like that specific.
That might be just
look.
That might be just what he is though. Okay. That might be just.
You know, I was just curious. I'm like, why did he choose this type of creature looking thing?
Why did Jordan choose it?
Yeah.
I just think it because it looks beautiful, and maybe there's something there to say that. To me, and I don't think I've heard anybody else say this, to me, the kaiju looking the way he was, well, I'm calling it the kaiju, I'm sorry, the UAP, the unknown, to me that was like, you know what, we need to like appreciate, to me it spoke, we need to appreciate things more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, with the cinematographer, the impossible shot, he gets the impossible shot and kills himself because he's got nothing to live for.
Yeah.
The dude... He's like, I'm going to serve a lemon tart to my closest friends. The dude's living upscale. He's a renowned photographer, still super apathetic, still needs the impossible shot, still needs the validation. He gets the validation. He kills himself because he's like, I got nothing to live for now. To me, it was more or less, and as M is calling him, he's editing footage of a really good shot of like a tiger fighting a snake.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he's just... mindlessly droning, editing it. And to me, it was like, we need to, you know, I speak about this all the time. We need to appreciate things more. We need to value, we need to look at the beauty. To me, it was, if he was trying to communicate anything, it was the beauty of nature. Like, you guys have been probing this thing when we could coexist if you guys would just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we'd have to feed it.
Well, I mean, Otis learned not to look it in its eye and it wouldn't attack him.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that's what it meant. Ricky Jupe, to me, Stephen Young's character, to me, is one of the most important because there's the we haven't talked about it yet. The most important storyline is the storyline with Gordy, where this chimpanzee in a show, balloons start to pop and everything goes crazy and the chimpanzee mauls a bunch of people. We don't know if he actually killed them because...
We do see him kill him.
That lady is at the...
Well, yes.
His co-star is at the stadium, though.
He kills the guy.
Yeah.
He kills the guy.
So,
but he does attack. But then
he attacks.
He tries to not attack.
So.
What's his face? Ricky. Yeah, he tries Ricky. Not to attack Ricky.
So Ricky is constantly. Ricky owns this. What's the theme park called?
Jupiter's Claim.
So Ricky owns Jupiter's Claim. And Ricky was a part of this. He was a part of a show called Kid Sheriff. And then he was a part of the show with Gordy. Mm-hmm. So he had big success in Kid Sheriff. Then he. Goes into the show with Gordy, which was a lot of tokenism, which basically means having minorities in there to satisfy a group.
Yeah.
It's called tokenism. He was the token Asian.
Yeah.
In Kid Sheriff, he was the token Asian in Gordy. They're all white except for him. And then he's the laughing stock of the show. The sister has the bigger gift. Mm-hmm. He has one-liners that everybody thinks, oh, the cute little Asian boy. It's a big play on tokenism.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with Gordy. Gordy is, he's a chimp, for God's sakes. And it also, you know, the balloons pop, he goes off because he's a predator. He wasn't respected. We didn't respect, this is the chimpanzee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And chimpanzees are our closest relatives, whether you believe in creationism or not, it's okay. Chimpanzees are very close to our genetic makeup. So... A chimpanzee, it shows that we couldn't, you know, we didn't coexist properly.
Yeah.
And so I feel not only is it a big play on tokenism, but it's a big play on coexisting. And then Ricky, he's constantly not dealing with the trauma.
No, he's not.
He's talking about the SNL skit where he's like, you know, it was crazy, man. And then and this is the cuts we talked about, his brain switches to where where Gordy's giving him the fist bump because Gordy recognizes him as not a threat. You know, you were always good to me. You didn't dress me up like this. You didn't pop these balloons. We were always coexisting together. So to me, it's like, hey, and even it was, I mean, it was so sad. I almost cried. There's a moment where I think Gordy's like, oh man, like what did I just do?
Well, he did because he throws down it. Well, he kind of hits the girl on the foot and is like, hello, like, wait, like, get up. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. And then he throws his hat down and he's like, what? It's almost like he blacked out.
Yeah.
And he's like, what happened? What's going on? And then he sees Ricky.
It's like, oh, we coexist. Like, we're bros.
Oh, my bud. Like, like, what is going on? Like, let me, like, he almost looked at him and then he saw that Ricky was scared and didn't come out and tries to fist bump him. And then he gets shot.
And Ricky he won't deal with the trauma. And even after all this, Ricky still messes with the unknown. He doesn't know it's a predator, but he tries to consumerize a predator.
He thinks it's a UFO.
But still, like, he didn't learn his lesson, and it just shows the need for attention and validation. Yeah. And he literally has a cave from this show where he watched people get, like, where he watched people get brutally murdered.
Yeah.
And he watched his co-star, Chimpanzee, his friend, you could argue, get shot in front of him, and he still has this cave. He has the shoe that, you know, there's a bad miracle. They talk about bad miracles. The shoe is a bad miracle. It's just on its upright out of nowhere, no reason. And, it explored a lot of really awesome themes, and I could talk about it for a while.
What was the thing that Marianne said?
She asked about the Gordy storyline.
Oh, I wanted you to tell the story because it was
funny. Oh, so Marianne goes, I don't understand the story. Marianne, David's wife, goes, I don't understand the story with Gordy.
Uh-huh.
And I go, well, you know, I didn't want to get too into it. And I go, well, you know, he's a natural predator, and it shows that, you know, we're not coexisting properly, and, you know, we're doing things for consumerism. I didn't go as crazy as I went right here. And she goes, okay, Mr. Film School. And I was like, you asked me a question. I'm sorry. Well, Mr. Film School, I guess, got to talk about it on the podcast. So lots can be said. Angel, we haven't talked about him. Angel, the guy from Fry's. I feel like he plays into the conspiracy theory.
He's the conspiracy theorist, you know? UFO person. Yep.
I feel like we hit a lot of it. It's a lot to talk about. It's a lot to unpack. I feel like we hit the main themes. What would you give it as far as your rating?
I'd give it a slasher.
I'd also give it a slasher. I wouldn't give it a final girl because I felt like there were some pacing issues. What we talked about earlier with the chapters were the horses that were unfortunately getting sacrificed.
It was the horses that were dying, which sucked.
It does suck. But ultimately, at the end of the movie, you know, did they use that picture to become famous is what I think Jordan's trying to communicate. After all they went through, after all they learned with Ricky.
Yeah, the picture was sitting.
And the picture's beautiful, and it's great.
It was a great picture that they got. You know, yeah, I also was wondering, like, well, a part of me was like, I'm wondering if somebody, because when she saw Otis at the end on the horse, all the press and stuff were coming in. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what if someone steals it? Like, I'm wondering if someone's going to steal it, or is she going to grab it?
It really plays into the validation consumerist type stuff. And then I really liked the tokenism stuff that he did with, you know, they hire the Haywoods who are black.
Yeah.
Everyone else is white.
Yeah.
And then they get rid of them as soon as one thing goes wrong for CGI. There was a big play on that as
also,
well.
Also, real quick, at the end, what did you call it? UAP?
Because remember he goes, they changed it from UFO to UAP because UAP. They don't want us tracking them, you know.
So when it dies at the end, when it explodes, isn't that going to be all over the place?
Yes, however.
Like, that's just what I was thinking.
No, I'm with you. However, no one saw it in its true form other than the team.
So they just
I don't think the press saw it. I think there was commotion, and then you assume they finally get there after it's already.
No, right, but you would assume that people are going to see giant curtain-like things on the ground.
But with that, wouldn't you rather see the full picture?
I'm just saying, aren't
people are going to know. That's not what he's trying to do. People are going to for sure know. This is, in the flesh, the only picture of it alive.
Yeah.
That's, I think that's what he's communicating.
And no.
Where do we go with it? No, they're definitely going to see that.
I was just curious as me of like, I wonder.
The woman who thinks about poop, you know?
I always finish a movie thinking what's going to happen after the movie the next day. Mm-hmm. The next day, people are going to find this dead thing.
But they're going to want to see it.
Yeah.
Well, what did it look like? What was it like? They could write a book. There's, you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Are they going to do it?
Yeah.
Are they going to do it?
No, for sure.
You would give it a slasher. I think I said I'd also give it a slasher. Mm-hmm. You've got to jump on your online appointment. I don't want you to be late. We thank you guys so much for listening. We know that every time we give a review that we're going to leave stuff out. So please, please, please keep the conversation going in the Discord, on any of the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We also have a TikTok that we can assure you eventually we'll do some content for. It's just been really hard lately with the summer schedule, living with my mom, trying to organize life and all these trips. But we will get there. We appreciate you guys sticking with us. We hope this brings you as much joy as it does talking about it and filming it. We're super blessed. We're super grateful. Hope you guys feel the same. Please review us on any podcatcher that you like. If you feel your friends would benefit or find joy, share the episode. Anything from you, Spooky Mama?
Nothing from me. Thanks so much for listening.
This is C-Max Daddy. Have a killer week.